Do you remember back, this would have been in the 40s, the cars you drove? Remember the cars you had?
Yeah, I do. I had secondhand Fords. And my first new car, I bought my first or second year in medical school from Fred Jones. I met a Jones daughter, Mary Lynn Jones, and they had a son named Fred Jones Jr. I was dating the girl some. So I told Fred Jr. that I'd like to have a new Ford. I wanted a convertible. He said, "We got one for you." So he got me the first car I had. First brand new one.
What year?
46.
And you'd accumulated enough money?
Yeah, well, I had because I didn't really have any expenses.
What color was it?
It was red.
Walt Helmrich, was he jealous of that?
Oh, no, he had a black Cadillac. And one time he had a red Mercury convertible.
Back in those days, did baseball interest you? Did you cheer with certain teams?
No, I didn't. Football, of course, I was interested in Oklahoma. Of course, at TU, I was interested in Tulsa University. And they had a good team. Back in those days, you know, they had Glenn Dobbs, went to one, become an All-American. When I came back to here, and I was at Glass Nelson, the Dobbs boys wanted me to take care of the football team. So we did it as a clinic. We had an orthopedist named Bob Johnson and a couple of surgeons and internists. I guess there were about 10 of us. The university gave each of us two tickets to the football. We took care of their team. And matter of fact, in a couple of years, we had a guy taking care of the hockey team.
What was the name of your clinic?
Glass Nelson.
Yeah.
It was located at 21st and Exantis. It's still well. When I quit, we sold it to Sister Therese.
Of St. John Medical Center.
Right. They own it now. We sold the building to St. John's.
And then you moved your practice.
And I quit practice there. And then the sister gave me a job as a medical director of surgery for 10 years. Then she got tired of me.
She let you go?
Yeah. They didn't have another one. I had told her when she wanted to buy our building, I said, "We're going to be fair with you, sister, whatever they appraise it for." Well, she sure wanted our building. And we were fair with her, and she was fair with me.
Do you remember back in the 40s and the movie stars and the movies you saw and songs or anything like that?
No, but I do remember the Lucky Strike Hit Parade, Kay Kaiser College of Musical Knowledge, Woody Herman. But yes, I liked that kind of music a lot when I was in high school.
These bands would come through Tulsa?
Some of them would, yeah. We didn't have too many big ones.
So you'd see them at the Brady Theater?
If we saw them, we did. Now, in Toledo, they had a couple of the good orchestras come through there. And there was a place, Centennial Park, we would go out there. But that was only for that year.
You said your mother wanted you to be a doctor.
That's true.
But did you select surgery?
The fellow I worked for in Oklahoma City was a surgeon, and I became intrigued with him.
What was his name?
Stout, Marvin Stout. He had this little hospital called Polyclinic Hospital at 13th and Robinson. That was right down 13th from the medical school, a mile west.
You discussed with him about becoming a surgeon?
I probably did. I don't remember exactly. I know I also became acquainted with a fellow named J.B. Eskridge, who was a big obstetrician there. But I decided I really didn't want to do OB. I wanted to be a surgeon.
Remember your first surgery?
Probably an appendectomy.
For a surgeon, is that one of the easy ones?
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. If they have appendicitis. It certainly isn't very easy if they don't have appendicitis.
Did you remember hearing presidents on the radio, FDR?
Yes, I remember FDR, and I think I remember LBJ.
Truman?
Yes.
Eisenhower? Did you ever see any of these people?
Not in person. I remember when Truman fired MacArthur in Japan, brought him back.
It was Glass Nelson Clinic, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The doctors that you practiced with there, or any other doctors that were your colleagues in the community, some of their names.
You apparently already met C.T. and Shepard. And
C.T. Thompson.
Yeah.
Dr. Bob Shepard.
Right. And Bud Yandel, my partner. There was one named Dick McDowell, was a fine surgeon. There was a fellow, Ralph McGill, excellent surgeon that was located at Hillcrest. Tom Hardman was a fine surgeon. All of them are gone now. C.T.'s still around. Bob's around. Bob'd be 91, I think, January 1st. T's about my age.
53 is when you started your surgery.
Yes.
Tell us about the tools you had to use then as compared to what they have today.
Well, our tools were more than adequate. You know, we didn't have all the ultrasound, and we didn't have the robotic surgery, and I wasn't trained in laparoscopic surgery. That really happened just about the time I quit surgery. Billy Paul Lothridge was a cardiovascular surgeon here. I think he was probably the first cardiovascular surgeon trained here. I think he came about a year after I was here. I could have stayed at Cleveland and gone into thoracic cardiovascular surgery, but we'd lived in the pittance for so long, we wanted to get started. That's when Yandel said I could come with him. I jumped at it. My wife didn't jump. She just acquiesced.
But she ended up liking it here, didn't she?
Yeah,